to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Unfortunately, information received from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity has now taken a further nosedive, with solar activity being the lowest for several months. The 10.7 solar radio flux has fallen to 69, that's 6-9, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to single digits 3. And those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future, according to the IPS. It means that it will continue to experience unreliable propagation on long-haul multi-hop paths on shortwave, on frequencies above about 10 MHz during darkness or semi-darkness hours. In the meantime, some monitoring notes here were made here in Melbourne during the early days of the new international transmission season. That's the A19 transmission season. This information may be useful in telling you what is being heard or what has been heard here in southeastern Australia. These results were made from a relatively noise-free receiving site in the Warrandyte State Park. That's an outer suburb of Melbourne and at the Pound Bend Reserve. It's on the banks of the Yarra River. The receiver was an Eaton E5 with 2 metres of random wire. And many newly introduced frequencies for the A19 transmission season were in abundance. This is what was heard. These are the key frequencies. 6030, the USA, Radio Marti, from 0400. 6130, Radio Romania International, in Romanian, from 0400. 6195, NHK Radio Japan via the WHRI relay station in the USA, the Spanish program from 0400. And 7325, the Voice of America from the Sao Tome relay station broadcast in the Kirundi language from 0400. Now in the period from 0330 until 0400, this is what the bands look like with key frequencies indicated. 7315, Radio Tamazu, broadcasting from the relay station at Issoudun in France, with programs in the Sudanese language. Two more frequencies for Radio Marti, 7335 and 7435. And another frequency for Romania, Radio Romania International in English, 7375. And in the 31 metre band, the Voice of Greece, very strong signals in Greek on 9420. And 9440, the BBC from the Oman relay station with its English service. 9450, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting station in China with Chinese. And 9490, Radio Republica from Issoudun in France, broadcasting in Spanish. And a new frequency for the Voice of Turkey, 9515, with its English language services. 9560, NHK Japan via the Talata relay station in Madagascar, programs in Swahili. And on the next frequency, 9570, China Radio International from the CERIC relay station in Albania with broadcast in Chinese. and 9620 Radio France International from the Usedun Transmitting Station, broadcasting in French from France. 9685, the Voice of America from the Dubaya Relay Station in the UAE, another frequency for the Kurundi programs. And 9885, the Voice of America from the Sao Tome Relay Station with broadcasts in English. And 9720, a new station on shortwave, or a new program actually, Radio Evina, broadcasting from the Tashkent Relay Station with programs in Tigrinya, that's from the Uzbek Relay site, Uzbekistan Relay site. 9815, another frequency for the Voice of America from Sao Tome, again in Kurundi, or Kurundi. And 9825, the BBC from the Kostinbrod Relay Station in Bulgaria, with its morning programs in Persian. And 9900, Iran, the broadcasting station there, with programming in Arabic. And the 25 metre band, we note 11560, All India Radio, with broadcast in Dari. And 11570, Tajikistan, Radio Free Asia from Dushanbe in Chinese. 11620, China Radio International from Kashi in China with broadcast in Hindi. And 11650, Radio Tamajuz, broadcasting from the Madagascar Relay Station at Talata with programming in Sudanese. Another frequency for All India Radio, 11660 in Dari. And Radio Romania International, broadcasting on 11825 in English. Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service on 11860 with programs in Arabic. And 11875, the BBC's relay station in Oman, broadcasting in English. And 11895, Kuwait, Radio Free Asia in Chinese. That's a program or a transmission directed across the daylight path across India and Asia. And on 12,000, that's 12000, China Radio International from Beijing in English. Another frequency for Iran is 12050 with programs in Arabic. And 13570, Taiwan, broadcasting the political programs known as the Sound of Hope programs in Chinese. And 11650, Radio Oman, not to be confused with the BBC station in Oman, broadcasting its domestic service in Arabic. And 13695, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with programs in Hebrew. And 11840, very strong signals of Radio New Zealand International. And right over the top end of the 22 metre band, 13860, Radio Fardar, broadcasting from the Udon, Thailand relay station with programming in Pashto. Well, that was a summary of selected frequency occupancy across the time span 0330 to 0400, that's early afternoon here in Melbourne, from a location in the Warrandyte State Park, that's an outer suburb of Melbourne, a location known as Pound Bend Reserve, that's an old gold mining area. It's on the banks of the Yarra River. And the receiver, the Eton E5, with 2 metres of random wire antenna. And many introduced, or newly introduced frequencies for the A19 transmission season were in abundance. Some reception notes now from the Bulgarian DX newsletter, BCL SW, That's the online newsletter dedicated to shortwave transmission schedules and monitoring notes. These frequencies were heard recently since the start of the new transmission season. Radio Television Algeria, broadcasting from the relay station in Usedun in France, 0500 to 0559 on 6125, with the Holy Koran program in Arabic to northwestern Africa. Same program on 9535, also to Central and East Africa. And 0600 to 0659, 9620 to Northwest Africa, Holy Koran in Arabic. And a fair signal of a station known as the New Shortwave Radio for Europe. The station operates with very low shortwave power on 6160, noted in Bulgaria, from 0700 to 1800, non-directional to Northwestern Europe in English daily. And saw to Lynn Julia, the voice of the gospel, via the Usedun, France relay station, a political station, using 15315 from 1830 to 1900 from Usedun in France to West Africa in full day, Mondays to Thursdays, 500 kilowatts there, big power for that station, and 170 degrees antenna, that's 170. And NHK World Radio Japan, using the relay station at Moosbrunn in Austria, noted in Sofia, and also via Santa Maria di Galleria in the Vatican. There are two relay stations there, first of all from Moosbrunn, 5975, 0500 to 0530, in English to Western Europe, that's 300 kilowatts, non-directional, and from Santa Maria di Galleria, that's the relay station in the Vatican, 0500 to 0530, 9860, to Western Africa in English, 250 kilowatts there, and an antenna 184 degrees. And Radio Kuwait, noted on two frequencies, 5960 from 0730 to 0745 in Arabic to the Near and Middle East, and also on 11970 between 0500 and 0800 in English to Southern Asia. That's a digital DRM transmission on that frequency. And Madagascar World Voice, known as African Pathways Radio, 1800 to 1900 on 13670, that's to West Africa in English, 100 kilowatts, 310 degrees, and that's, well, that's from the Madagascar relay, and KNLS, the new life station, using the same relay facility, 11885, 1800 to 1900, in Russian to Eastern Europe, 100 kilowatts, 355 degrees, and the same station, KNLS, 1900 to 2000 on 9845, Russian to Eastern Europe. And Radio FIDA, that's F-E-D-A, Radio FIDA, 11965, 1900 to 2000, with programs to the Near and Middle East in Arabic, 100 kilowatts, 355 degrees. So it would appear that that station, Madagascar World Voice, is now brokering out its facilities to various other international broadcasters. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.